Welcome, Impactful Parents. It's time for the Impactful Parenting Podcast, where I give you parenting tips and resources to make you a more impactful parent to your school-aged child. I am your host, Christina Campos. Welcome, Impactful Parents, to the Impactful Parents Inspire and Learn series, where real parents come on and tell their stories of inspiration and learning. Because a wise man learns from his mistakes, but a wiser man learns from other people's mistakes. So today we're going to learn from our guest speaker, Natalie Tisdell. And Natalie is an amazing TV news anchor. She's an award-winning TV news anchor, actually, who has left her early morning show to start her own website and podcast. And now she's focusing on family and health. She's also a mom of three kids. And welcome, Natalie. I'm so happy to have you on today.
Thank you so much. So nice to be with you. And I love what you're doing. Anything we can do to support parents, I'm all about it.
Today, I want to find out more about joy in this messy world of work and parenting. And I know that you have a great story to tell and that you weren't afraid to completely pivot your life. So I want to know more about that. Why did you decide to leave your TV job?
Well, I wouldn't say that I wasn't, that I was not afraid, because I certainly was afraid to leave the thing that I had done for so long and that I was very comfortable with. I think a lot of people will relate. You work very hard to get something and to do something, to accomplish something, and then just throwing that all away and starting something new kind of as a second career was certainly a scary thing. And it took me a while to make the decision to do that.
It's a huge life shift. So how long did that decision take you?
Well, I have been in the television industry for about 30 years. I started in college. I should say I started when I was like a baby so that I don't age myself, but I'll be very transparent in that I started in college. So I was a photojournalist. I loved video work. And then after that, went on to be a producer in television and then a reporter and then an anchor, and kind of jumped around the country doing that for many years, my husband and I. He's not in the business, but had to go where my job led me, and then I would leave and go where his job led him. And almost 30 years, 28 years that I was in the business, and it served me very well. And I loved it very, very much. I'm still a journalist, but I chose to work a morning show because that allowed me to be home in the afternoon. So I felt like I had two full-time jobs. I would get up at 2:30 in the morning to do a morning show. The show started at 4:30 and stayed on until 9. So I had a live presence Monday through Friday, doing morning news. And afterwards, I'd prepare for the next day and I'd be home by noon. So I could still go to school parties and help with the PTO at my daughter's school and do all of those other things. But by 4 or 5 o'clock, then in the afternoon and come dinner time, I called myself zombie mom. I had been up so long, and it was the sacrifice that I made to be with the kids. But I realized later then, as I have one daughter that's in college, one that's in high school, and a son who's in fifth grade now. And I realized that I really wasn't, it took me a long time to finally admit that I wasn't doing my family any favors by not being fully present in the afternoon when I was tired. And I just made the decision that I didn't want to do it forever. And the digital age of what you and I now are doing in podcasting made it an opportunity for me to start something new and to do that digitally. So that's what I'm doing.
I love that you view it as an opportunity. And because I know it's super scary. I did the same thing. I left 20 years of teaching a profession that I absolutely loved to take care of my kids more, because I had emerging teenagers that I saw needed me way more than anybody else. And so I completely get it. I understand where you're coming from. That decision's really tough. It's definitely super scary though. And is there anything that you did, maybe even with your husband or with your kids, to prepare yourself for such a huge transition? Because those are big choices.
They really are. And I beat myself up over it. And I think a lot of people go through the same thing. You have something stable. It's like, how could I throw away something that's stable? And for a lot of people, they would say, wait a minute, you have a dream job. You're a television anchor on a morning show. Like, how great is that? It's not as glamorous as people might see. But I loved it. I love asking questions. I love journalism. I felt like it was my calling for a really long time. But that can change. Just because you have a calling as a younger person to make a difference in the world, it can change. And I think that's when I had to kind of wake up and realize that early in my career, when I was making a decision to take a different job, I gave myself, and I don't even know, I was probably in my 20s, where I came up with these three things. I may have read them somewhere, but they stuck with me. And I continue to ask myself three things when making any transition. And those things were, are you proud of what you're doing? Are you happy? Just, are you happy? Do you wake up each day and do you feel happy? And then thirdly, are you challenged? And are you challenged in a healthy way? And I think asking myself those three questions in the last year, making this decision, I found that I woke up tired. And so it was hard to be just really happy when you're not taking care of yourself physically and mentally. I found myself challenged, but my challenge wasn't the job. I had done it for so long that I knew how to do news. I knew how to ask questions. I knew how to do research. I was challenged by many other things, the schedule, the time with my children, feeling like a present spouse. Was I proud of what I was doing? I wasn't necessarily proud. And still, I feel like the industry as a whole, as a news industry, I wasn't as proud as I was, say, 10, 20 years ago of the product and the politics and the divisiveness. And so when it came to those three things, it was all three that I needed to kind of take a step back and say, I want these three things in my career, and I'm just going to do it my own way. So I guess when you ask if there was advice or things that I went through, those would be the three things.
It's perfect. Those are perfect advice to anyone trying to go through any big decision and to reevaluate whether you need to stay where you're at because a good thing is happening, or do you make that pivot? Do you transition so that you can grow? And with this, you're growing everybody. Your whole family has to be on board. So how do they feel about this big choice?
Well, you know, that's another thing with this is I wanted them to feel a part of it, to know that there will be times in their lives where they're going to have to make these big decisions. For my kids to see that it wasn't a knee-jerk reaction, that it was very well thought out. We prayed over it. We discussed it. There was a lot that went into it because we will all have these challenges in life of what job am I going to take? Are we going to move? Are we going to have kids? Like, all of these things are decisions that can be hard for families, kids, even parents to make. So, they all had a part in the decision. And I think they were ultimately happy. They were happy that I was happy. They were happy that I was doing something new. So everyone had a part of it.
I love that your kids were part of that choice. So many times as parents, we make the mistake of just making the choice for everybody else, and especially for our children. And kids will own the choice better if they have a say in what's happening. Absolutely. And they can hear that decision-making process. Mm-hmm. Plus, it's just awesome role modeling. So kudos to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
What lessons have you learned about parenting and working, having a successful career, but trying to balance all of that? So what lessons did you learn from that you could tell our audience?
Oh, man. Boy, how long do we have in this podcast? Is this a 10-part podcast? There are so many things. I think first and foremost, it's messy. It is messy. And trying to juggle, and I like to say, and I'm sure you've said this before, there is no balance. It's, you can say, I've done a pretty good job. One day's okay. One day's not okay. It's never perfect. There's never a perfect balance when you're trying to be a present parent and trying to work and have that career and that fulfillment that you might want and need as an individual. So I like to tell myself that messy is okay. It's fine. You know, life is sometimes messy and careers are messy. Parenting certainly is. And to just embrace that and know that we're modeling to our kids when we say it's not perfect and that's okay.
I love that you're giving yourself grace, because that's what I hear from you when you say that. You're giving yourself grace that it's okay to have really hard days. It's okay to have great days, and nothing is going to be perfect. So we just kind of do the best we can.
Yeah. And on those days when you wake up and you say, oh, I just can't make it all right, that you're actually able to say, and that's okay. It's fine. You know, so the day got crazy. I remember a pivotal point. And it's funny that I remember this because it's not really that significant of a thing, but I think it was after my second daughter was born, and you know, we had sports practices and I was the head of the PTO and I was getting up early and I just, a lot of things like we all have. But I remember this very strange pivotal point where one of my oldest daughter, she must have been in grade school, and she had an eye appointment, and I was so flustered and there was so much going on. And I remember just going, I can cancel that appointment. And I was driving and I went, no, I can't. Yeah. You know what? I can just cancel that appointment. And I don't know why it was a pivotal point, but it was almost this just moment where I realized I can't do it all. And yeah, the doctors might not be very happy with me that I had to cancel, but I had to take that step back. And when you said, give yourself grace, I had to take this step back and go, I'm not perfect. I'm overwhelmed right now. And it's okay to take something off of my plate and to just go, life will go on and we'll just reschedule that appointment. But I had this expectation of just doing it all and making it all work and making every appointment. And it's okay to just, I like to think of this analogy of having a plate and your plate just being overloaded with food. Like you've just got the chips and the burger and the fruit and the salad. And you're like, okay, wait a minute. It's not all going to fit on this plate. And it's not very healthy that I've got so much on my plate. So I'm just going to take a few things off. I'll have them later. I'll do it later. But I just like to visualize that sometimes we just have to remove things from that plate to feel balanced.
And I think this is wonderful parenting advice. So many times as parents, we want to do it all, right? Where we've set ourselves at this high standard that it's stressful. It's so stressful. Yeah. And you can't do that to yourself. You really do have to give yourself grace and to just take that epiphany and go, whoa, I actually can cancel that. Why not? I'm an adult here. I can make that choice. It's okay.
Yeah.
And I don't know about for you, but like when I started my business and left teaching, I thought teaching's so hard. I don't know if you're very familiar with the teaching profession. It is not a 9-to-5 job. It is a very exhausting job. If you do it right, you bring some stuff home with you, or like, at least that's how I was. I kind of threw my whole self into my students. So it was much more than a career. And I'm founding the impactful parent in the process going, okay, now I'm going to make my own schedule. I'm going to do this. I'm going to be the boss now. I don't have to go by somebody else's rules anymore. But once I was in the business, and you've been doing yours now for a little while, I found that I had to step back and make exactly what you're saying, those pivotal choices of saying, stop working. Yeah. It's so much easier now that I'm working for myself to actually fall into that really tired, overworked state. And I have to constantly say, nope, I started this for a reason. I started this business so that I can stop what I'm doing right now and spend more time with my kids. So I force myself to stick to that, but it's not easy. No, are you feeling that same kind of thing right now?
I am. And I'm the kind of person who I have, and this may come from years of doing news, where the adrenaline, I love that immediate breaking news. Like there's something about, I do well under pressure. And I did that for many years. So I used to say that I have a fast speed and I have a crash speed, but I'm working really hard to have a middle speed. That's the sweet spot. And it's not easy for a lot of people. We work really hard and we work so hard that we crash. And that's, we have to train ourselves to find that middle speed and to stop. And my husband likes to say he compartmentalizes things. Right now I'm doing this and it's in a compartment. And when I'm done, I'm done. And he's good at that. Maybe moms aren't as good. I hate to generalize, but you know, when we're working, we're thinking about our kids. And when we're with our kids, we're thinking about working and being able to say, I am with my kids. We are playing a game and I'm not going to worry about that email that I need to send later. But when I'm working on my email, I'm going to say, kids, I need half an hour. The door is closed. There's a sticky note on the door. And when you see that, mom just needs her half hour. Now I realize for younger kids, that's hard, but learning to put things in compartments and stay in that compartment for a certain amount of time.
Great advice. And I love that you make it very intentional. It's an intentional thing that you have to do. Along with intentional things, let's talk a little bit about self-care, because as you mentioned, I'm going to generalize here, men are better about putting themselves as a priority when it comes to their self-care. And I'll give you an example. I see many men who, even if it's a holiday and there's guests coming in the afternoon because it's Thanksgiving, they'll wake up and make sure that they go and work out at the gym that day. And I see so many more moms, again, this is a generalization, not everybody's like this, but so many more moms going, I can't go work out. I got guests coming in 30
minutes.
Things to
do.
Yeah, I got to set things up. And, you know, and so we really do have to make it intentional to take care of ourselves so that we can be the best parent we can. Because if our tank is low, we're not going to be a great parent. So how do you take care of yourself? What kind of things do you do for your self-care?
True. Oh, I relate to all of that so much. Even if it's a workout in the morning and then I think, oh, I've got this hour to work out. And then while I'm working out, I'm thinking, oh, I really need to get to that. No, I'm just going to work out. No, I really have a million things. It's hard when your to-do list is so long to give yourself that time, to make yourself a nice lunch, to work out, to give yourself grace. It's okay to go get a massage, you know, to get out of your head and to relax and to take care of yourself. That's hard. I think moms struggle with that a lot. There's some dads, I'm sure, who do too. But I would say as a mom, we're always putting everyone else first. But I will say also, as someone who didn't prioritize my own self-care by not sleeping, by maybe sleeping 4 or 5 hours a night so that I could be everything to everyone in the afternoon, I wasn't doing anybody any favors. Yeah. And it took me a long time. It was almost a martyrish type thing where I'd go, oh, I'm doing everything, but I'm really not. I just, you know, so think about it. Really think about, are you taking care of yourself? Are you taking care of your own needs? And are you taking care of your body and your health? And are you modeling that? Because probably the thing I learned later in life the most is all of those things that I thought I was doing by sacrificing, I was actually teaching my daughters to do the exact same thing.
Oh, yes, you do. Your kids will watch what you do and they will definitely imitate that. And if you're working yourself to the bone, you'll have children that work themselves.
Who do the same thing. Not when they're little and you want them to, but when they become adults, they're going to do exactly what they saw you do when they were little. And so, and I'm seeing that now. I look at my oldest now is a sophomore in college, and she is just exactly who I am. And I never saw that when she was a child, but she now, like, I just see her working so hard and I'll go, you need to just take a little break. And I think being able to talk through it with them and talk about their emotions, and to tell them, like, I worked so hard because I wanted to model to you that to be a working mom is a good thing, but not so much so that I'm not taking care of myself because I want to be here for my grandkids too. So really taking that self-care seriously.
I think that your pivot and your new shift was great modeling for that self-care also. So kudos to you again for that.
Thank you.
What are the little, just small little things, just out of curiosity, do you do that models that self-care? You mentioned a little bit about working out. Is there anything else that you do for yourself?
I love to cook myself a nice lunch. Working at home now, I have this routine of, I love to take that little break and go down and just find every vegetable I can. And I put it in the pan with a little bit of some protein and just make myself it's that little break I need in the afternoon that I know I am, like, feeding myself this goodness. So that's a treat for me. Getting up a few times a day, having some nice walks, enjoying that mid speed that I mentioned, I have to be very intentional about that because I will just get in a zone and work hard and not take a break from it. So yeah. Those are the little things. Yeah.
And it's difficult. You are a mom of three. As you mentioned before, you have one in college, you have one in high school, and you have one in elementary school. So I am just going to ask you, which of those stages of life for parenting is a little bit more challenging for you?
Oh my goodness, that's not a fair question. They're all challenging. They're all challenging and they're all so rewarding. My children are so different. I think most people will relate to that, that I try not to do for the second and third exactly what I did for the first because they are so different. So I try to really honor that in them. I have one that's a collegiate athlete, my oldest daughter. My middle daughter loves theater and acting. They're so different. And so I can't use the same principles. I mean, in some ways you can, but I try to just take a step back and say, you're not the same person. And so the way we parent each child is very different. I'm appreciating the elementary years right now more than I did, I think, with the first and second, just because it's my last. So I'm just really enjoying that process right now, trying to just live in the moment with each of them at the stage that they're in, because they are so, so different. And, you know, there are challenges just having one across the country and one going to prom this weekend, and then one who's writing a book report. Like, you know, we just have this juggle of trying to manage those different stages of life. But again, like really trying to enjoy, because it does, I know people say it, but I feel like the one that's in college now was just going to kindergarten. I know people say it again, but it goes so fast.
It does. It's the days are long and the years are short, right?
Oh, so true. That's perfect. Yep.
Well, how do you stay inspired, Natalie?
Oh, good. Such a great question. I think having good mentors, having good friends, I like to say, and I truly believe that we are what we fill our brains with. It's one of the reasons that I wanted to leave the news industry. While I loved it and there were parts of it that I felt like, again, I was called to help. I love doing health news, family news, relationship news, but we are what we fill our brains with. And if all we are doing is filling it with negative, then that's what we're going to think about. So for me, staying inspired is finding things to fill my brain with that are inspirational. Your mindset is so important. Whatever that is for you, take the things out of your life or your social media if they're not making you feel good. If you look at it, you go, remove it, mute it, whatever it is. You don't need to constantly remind yourself of negativity. So that's how I stay inspired, is to try to fill myself with things that are feel good, inspirational, and that I enjoy.
It all goes back to self-care again, and yep. It's great role modeling. You are an impactful parent, Natalie. It's awesome. If people are hearing your story and they are resonating with you and they want to reach out and find your podcast or anywhere else, how would they do that?
I would love that. My website is natalietysdal.com. The podcast you can find there, as well as everywhere else from Apple, Spotify, all of those places. I have a blog on the website as well, where I talk about these issues. I really am focused on families and health and mindset, things that I feel like when people hear these words and I interview people from around the world on these topics, that it helps them in some way. It gives them ideas, it challenges them, and it inspires them. So natalietysdal.com, all my social media is under Natalie Tysdal as well. And I just appreciate the follow and appreciate the conversation.
So impactful parents, go find Natalie today. Her podcast is awesome. So go check it out. Subscribe to her channel. And if you have an inspiring story that you want to share on The Impactful Parent with our audience, please go and to the Impactful Parent website, which is theimpactfulparent.com. Go to the Work With Me page, go to the bottom, and you'll have an opportunity there to sign up, because we want to learn from you too. And until next time, you got this, parents. We're just here to help. Thank you for listening today. Remember to subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. And don't forget, the Impactful Parenting Podcast is an extension of the Impactful Parent community. So go to the Impactful Parent website and sign up for a 30-day challenge, browse the free resources, or register for the weekly newsletter so that you don't miss a parenting tip that can help you and your family. Thanks for listening today, and go to theimpactfulparent.com. See you next episode.